This is Attention Talk Radio, your ADHD information station, part of the Attention Talk Network. Its sister stations include Attention Talk Video, your ADHD talk show station, our subscription-based newsletter, Attention Talk News, your ADHD news source. Each media channel can be accessed at their respective URLs, attentiontalkradio.com, attentiontalkvideo.com, and attentiontalknews.com. Keep up with all the media channels on our Facebook page, found at facebook.com/attentiontalkradio.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to attention, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Good night, everybody. I'm your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper, and this is Attention Talk Radio, your ADHD information station. Tonight is September the 11th in 2013. I have to pause really quickly since it's September 11th and pay our respects with just a moment of silence to those who lost their lives back in 2001. So with that, silence. With that being said, tonight, we have a great topic for you, ADHD sales positions, the attraction. This is a fascinating show. It was pre-recorded just for scheduling purposes. I think that you're going to be fascinated by it. We're going to talk about what it is about sales positions that actually attract those with ADHD to it. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the challenges that are associated with some of that stuff, and we're going to have a follow-up show next week that's going to talk about deconstruct sales positions and how they're not all the same. They require different skill sets, and one size does not fit all. Before we get into the meat of the show, just a few real quick announcements. The CHAD Regional Conference in Dallas is September the 21st, which is right around the corner. It's not too late to sign up. To go to chadv.org for that. And the CHAD National Conference is around the corner, November 7th through the 9th in Crystal City, Virginia. I know I got my early bird special, and I was going to be signing up for the conference myself tomorrow. For information on that, go to chadv.org. And as a reminder, ADHD Awareness Month, it's not just a day or a week, it's a month this year, starts October the 1st. We got some really cool stuff in the works on that. The ADHD Coalition has really kind of come together, made up of many the ADHD Coaches Organization, CHAD, ADA, Tattitude Magazine, et cetera. So more on that on shows to come. I think that's all of our announcements. Again, our show tonight, due to scheduling stuff, was pre-recorded. We're going to run it in its entirety right now. I hope you enjoy it. Our goal of this show is really to kind of draw out what it is about sales jobs that attract people, and it's like a teeter-totter, if you will, to understand the balance, the good side, the bad side, to kind of help people become aware, and then next week we're going to follow up with some more details. So with that, we're going to run the show. We hope you enjoy it. Our topic tonight is ADHD in sales positions. Actually, and sales position, the attraction. With us in our virtual studio is Steve Collender. Steve is an ADHD coach specializing in sales. He shares resources and ideas to help salespeople whose ADHD keep them from reaching their fullest potential. More information is available on him at addsalescoach.com. But know that not only is he an ADHD sales coach, but also he's the president of Effective Learning for Growth, with over 30 years of business experience in creating, delivering, messaging, and learning, as well as advising clients in a broad range of industries. What I take from that is that the guy knows learning, and he's a sales coach. So if you're a sales guy with ADHD, he's probably the guy that can teach it to you the most effectively. He's got a degree from Davidson College in Spanish, an MS in Adult Learning from Virginia Polytechnical Institute, that's VPI, which I believe is in Richmond, Virginia, and in Adult Continuing Education. He's got his education degree in that. He also teaches PhD-level courses at, I'm going to botch this name, but I think it's Capella University Graduate Business School. He's located in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And again, for more information on him, go to addsalescoach.com. With that, Steve, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Glad to be on the show.
Awesome. I'm thrilled about our show tonight because I think it's kind of interesting. Many of those with ADHD are attracted to sales positions, and I really wanted to kind of focus on that attraction. So often I've done some interviews with some other career counselors and stuff and talking about, you know, the job, which is the type of job that you have, and then there's the environment that the job is. And so many times I found many that are with ADHD are successful as a function of the environment sometimes, not necessarily the topic. So in our conversation before this, I think you had some really good points. So can you talk to us about what it is about sales positions that might attract those with ADHD?
Well, I think that some sales positions really appropriately draw ADD, ADHD people to them because it's got all of the things that we love. It's got variety. Typically, sales positions have a certain level of energy, at least the thrill of the chase, the challenge of making a sale. Typically, there's a lot of autonomy involved, as long as you're making your numbers at least. There's usually nobody micromanaging you, so you're sort of on your own, so there's that sense of freedom. There's also a chance to rise to the occasion. One of the things that I find with a lot of folks with ADD, ADHD, is that we're at our best when stress is up, that when that arousal, excitement mechanism kicks in, that's when we get all our resources available. So there's that certain moment in most sales where there's the closing, there's the objection. There's certain times in a sale or in a whole sales process where that adrenaline gets going, and it's a chance to rise to the occasion and be a hero. And then there's also that in many sales positions, if you do it really well, the financial return on effort is very attractive.
Actually, you're just making some notes because there's a lot that you put here, financial return on effort. So you have the variety of the job, the high energy, the thrill of the chase and challenge, the autonomy, kind of rising to the occasion, and that the adrenaline rush and the arousal associated with that, and finally the financial returns if you're effective with it. The thing about all that I see is at a high level, I see like kind of a dopamine rush, you know, that kind of type of a thing. And that really autonomy is out there to kind of be who you are. Seems to me that's what really kind of comes out.
Yeah, it absolutely is. It absolutely is. And I find that the very best salespeople I've ever known, they all have ADD. the best ones have just learned to deal with it. They've learned to manage the downside and use the gifts.
I want to kind of pause here for a second because we're actually taping this show, and we're actually going to be taping another show. I haven't quite figured out the order, but I just want to pause for a second. And when we're talking about the sales environment here for sales jobs, we're talking about it kind of generically and kind of a typecast role, because there's another show that we're going to do that I'm going to want to spend some time, that there's all kinds of different types of sales. And some of the things that you've described here are, again, when I think of sales, are there. But there are some sales jobs where you have to run by a script. There's really not a lot of variety, and it's really just kind of like regimented, almost repetitive and boring. So this is not a blanket to say all sales jobs, but we're just talking about sales in general, that these characteristics are there and are and attract people to it. So I want to make sure, from your perspective, so I'm not misrepresenting that, right?
Absolutely not. I absolutely agree with you that there's a wide variety of sales jobs. Some of them are almost mundane and clerical. Some of them are high wire acts. Mm-hmm. Those that are more like high wire acts are the ones that I think are most potentially rewarding for people with ADD, ADHD. And I absolutely agree that the variety of sales jobs and getting that tuned so that people find their way into the right job is absolutely critical to the success of it.
Now, you work a lot you coach a lot of people in the sales field, so these are the things that attract people to the job. What are the types of things that you typically, that always seem to kind of come up when you're coaching somebody who's a salesperson?
gosh, it's a bit of a laundry list, but there's almost always keeping yourself motivated. There's almost always keeping yourself focused,
mm-hmm.
you know, finishing the task,
mm-hmm.
like getting to the end of that list of calls that you're supposed to make.
Okay.
There's almost always issues with detailed follow-up.
Mm-hmm.
And there's almost always issues, and I'm a prototype of this myself sometimes, of talking too much, of getting enthused and talking right through the close.
Oh, wow. Now, paperwork, would that fall in the detailed follow-up, or is that part of like the motivated and focused side?
I think that's part of the detailed follow-up.
Okay. I'm particularly interested in talking too much in the sales process. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, there's at least 40 or 50 different sales processes that people follow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to work at Wilson Learning. I know their processes inside out. I've been trained at 5 or 6 other different sales processes. But when all is said and done, they all sort of cook down to the same, that you have to find potential people to talk to who might be interested in what you're offering.
Mm-hmm.
You have to reach out to them and establish contact in some way, get their attention,
mm-hmm.
and have first contact. You then have to do some needs analysis. You have to do some discovery of their needs to see if there might be a fit for what you're selling.
Mm-hmm.
You then have to reframe what you're selling usually into a match with their needs and then persuade them to act in their own best interest.
Okay.
Then usually in the sales process, one part that's neglected sometimes is after the sale, you want to make doggone sure that you follow up.
Mm-hmm.
That you keep the customer happy, that you get the referral, and so on. But whether it's Dale Carnegie process or whatever, I think those are the fundamental stages of it.
So do people typically talk too much in the reaching out part or the needs analysis or in the closing part?
Yes. All of the above. All of the above. What happens sometimes is some folks with ADHD get really enthused about what they're selling, and they get excited.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get excited, they talk
mm-hmm.
and talk and talk. And so that's when sometimes it's important to be self-aware enough to switch that off.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I recommend in a little webcast that I do about using the gifts of ADD is that the best time to use that gift that we have under tension of hyperfocus, where the world sort of fades to gray and you can focus in on one thing,
mm-hmm.
and everything else in the world just sort of disappears,
mm-hmm.
that the right way to use that hyperfocus in a sales situation is to switch it over to listening.
Mm. Fascinating. You know, I'm having a little bit of an aha. I'm going to tie some things to kind of together in a second, because we talked at the top of the show. You talked about the characteristics of sales job that brought him in the variety, the energy, and da 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 da. But what you didn't say that's kind of come up is you have the ability to talk. And I want to run to a break real back and come back and share at least some of my comments and some theories on that. I'm be really interested to kind of get your reaction. So before we go to break, everybody, again, if you want to learn more about Steve, go to addsalescoach.com, and on his website, you can sign up for his webcast. That you do that periodically, every month, every couple months. Is that right, Steve?
Every couple of weeks.
Every couple of weeks. So I encourage you to check that out. There's a contact button if you've got any questions for him or whatever. So, again, that's addsalescoach.com, and with that, we'll be right back.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
The average annual cost of attending college starts around $25,000. Students who have ADHD are at high risk of dropping out because they haven't learned the critical skills they need to succeed in school. Protect your investment with an Edge Foundation coach, specifically trained to help students with ADHD and executive function impairment make the transition from high school to college. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more.
Attendees and exhibitors are invited to participate in CHAD's 2013 Annual International Conference on ADHD that will be held November 7th through the 9th at the Hyatt Regency, Arlington, Virginia. Details about the annual conference are available on our new website at chad.com. Don't miss this chance to become an exhibitor and sponsor at this premier annual event.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
Experience the difference with a top-notch ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. We're here with Steve Colander, an ADHD sales coach. And before the break, we were talking about some of the things that might draw ADDers to sales jobs. And we're talking about a normative, stereotypical type sales job and outline a couple of really great characteristics: variety, high energy, autonomy, financial reward, kind of that freedom and kind of dopamine rush. And then we actually started talking about some challenging areas. And I was a little surprised, Steve, when you mentioned talking too much, but the more you went on about that and the more I began to reflect on it, just a lot of stuff kind of came on, because we actually right now have a show in the works. It's I think we're going to call it Babbling or Point Counterpoint, but we're going to address the point as many of those with ADHD tend to talk a fair amount. In my coaching, I've witnessed this countless times and realized many of those with ADHD talk out loud, or they're bouncing logic off the other person, and it's a whole other thing. But we also did some interviews, and all of our loyal listeners know I'm a fan of Dr. Barclay's Executive Function Deficit Disorder. And in that interview, he talked about verbalization. When we're kids, we talk out loud and do stuff, but as we grow older, that verbalization is privatized and it moves into our head. And many times, when we're working with those with ADHD, we're trying to get them externalize things. And verbalizing stuff is one of those. And there's countless people that I've coached that not to talk is not to think. And so this notion of that they talk a lot, I can just imagine some of them, just based off of my experience coaching, is they're in a sales call and they're talking about the product, almost selling themselves over and over and over, not picking that stuff up, and maybe kind of going too far. So, you know, Steve, I'm just kind of curious on your thoughts on that concept and in the context of what I described.
Well, I think I've known a lot of folks with ADD, ADHD who think out loud.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at its extreme, it's like the Myers-Briggs extroversion.
Mm-hmm.
Where some people are so extroverted that if you put duct tape over their mouth, they wouldn't know what they thought.
That.
My wife has said that about me, but if I have a keyboard in front of me, I'm good. But One other thing that happens that leads folks with ADD, ADHD to sometimes talk a bit too much during the sales process is discomfort with silence.
Ooh.
Sometimes in the sales process, you really have to shut up and listen, or you have to shut up and give the client a moment to get a word in edgewise, to ask a question or to buy or whatever. And knowing when to be quiet is a real learned skill. When it's not learned, it leads to people who just chatter their way right through the sale. And I've seen it, gosh, more times than I could count.
Wow. This is really kind of cool. So in one sense, I can see there's part of, hey, sales, if you like to talk and if you're a verbal type person, you kind of go to that. And I can tell you, in my coach training, one of the things they said is in coaching, you know, it's all about that powerful question that sends that person off to make that discovery. But something that's equally as powerful as a question sometimes is silence. And I tell you, personally, I'm still learning that skill. I mean, I can do it, and I do it, but sometimes I have to actually think about it. And I love how you said that's actually a learned skill.
It is. It is. It's a matter of it's a matter really of awareness. You know, the situational awareness of realizing in a sales situation, or, gosh, almost any conversation, you know, is this what's really going on here? And is this time for me to keep on presenting the features and benefits of what I'm selling? Or is it time for me to ask that critical question that you mentioned, Jeff, that, you know, really gets them thinking, really gets them, you know, trying to imagine what the benefits will be for them of what you're selling? You know, I also teach, you know, let's ask a critical question that helps the buyer imagine themselves with the benefits. Because one of the great things about questions, semantically, is that you can't not answer them, at least in your own head. Because semantically, you can't understand a question until you at least analyze the elements that are in the question and begin to put them together. You have to do that to even understand it. So asking the right kind of questions in a sales situation might be discovery questions, which gather the factual information about their situation, their case, what have you. And it might be projective questions where you're asking them to imagine what it will be like when blah, blah, blah. So asking questions is vital, and being aware of the situation is very important, because there are some times when you need them to respond to something that you've been presenting or putting out there or asking. And when you ask a question, you need to have the discipline to just shut up and really focus that hyper-attention that you're probably feeling, because it is a fairly high-tension, high-adrenaline situation. Focus that hyper-focus on listening.
Oh, my God. This is such a cool show. And we're going to get a little bit off topic here, because this is so really cool. So I got a couple comments on this. Number one,
great.
It's really kind of cool, because it's if you ask the most brilliant question, people will actually talk themselves into it if you ask the right questions, as opposed to telling them what they're supposed to do.
Right.
And if you ask the question and let them talk themselves into it, it's far more powerful and there's more buy-in. And I can't help but ask it, because it's a coaching thing. Is we're all about questions and helping people see things different, and the question is more powerful in direction. But and I really loved how you can't understand the question unless you do it. But what's a bigger deal to me, and Steve, I know in my practice, the greatest single thing I can coach or teach any ADDer is the power of the pause. Because the moment that you stop and pause, because you can't inhibit anything unless you're aware of it. The moment that you pause and you're aware of it, you can say, I'm going to continue that, or I'm not. And since you coach those with ADHD, there's got to be that element to it. But then there's this external element that you're talking about, is just, you can't talk too much. You've got to learn to pause and manage that silence as an effective sales tool for the person that you're selling. I'm like, oh, my God, it's all about the pause with what you're doing.
Yeah, it is. It is.
That can't be easy. You said it was a learned skill. I can see
not.
How that's so hard.
Oh, it's hard as can be. I mean, if it was easy, everybody would already be doing it. But what makes it especially hard is the fact that those of us who are gifted with ADD, ADHD, our minds go a mile a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Buddhists have a term called monkey mind, where every human being, is continually bothered some by distractions, by thoughts that want to pull us away from what we're supposed to be thinking about. Everyone has monkey mind. The difference with people with ADD, ADHD is that monkey's on crack. So for those who have this, being still, being silent, is one of the most challenging things you could ever want to do. In my coaching practice, I help people learn how to meditate. And you talk about something that's really challenging for someone who's never been able to do it, may have never even tried it. Teaching somebody to focus, like you said in one of your earlier shows, with that exercise of focusing on a small object right in front of them and letting other thoughts go. I think that we're doing the same thing.
Uh-huh.
And for folks with ADD, ADHD, it's especially difficult to bring that awareness and that focus into the sales process, so that they can monitor from one moment to the next, how is it going? One of my favorite phrases about it is, does my attention match my intention?
Oh, you sound so much like David Gwork. We call it, everybody's aside. I'm Mr. Attention. Alan Brown, the AD Crusher, he's Mr. Detention. And David Gwork, the head of the AD Coaching Academy, is Mr. Intention. And what you said, it's all that. You got to focus your attention to accomplish what you intention. Which, by the way, we got a picture somewhere that's standing together, Mr. Attention, Detention, and Intention. we were actually thinking about doing a presentation somewhere, like a conference, and standing up there and doing something like that.
Detention.
If you don't pay attention to your intention, you're going to go to detention.
The fact is, in all three of those, there is some tension.
So you're going to be Mr. Tension in this. I have to write that one down. I tell you what, I need to go to another commercial break, but when we come back, I want to frame out just a high level, but I also want to kind of get into that meditation thing, because I think there's really something that we can highlight and learn across the stuff and make everybody aware of, particularly those that are attracted to the show. You might have ADD, and you might be like wanting to learn about this, and I think we can tie some things in. So, again, if you want to learn more about Steve, go to his website, addsalescoach.com. Sign up for his webcast, and if you've got any questions, certainly hit the contact button and fire them off to him. I'm sure he'd love to hear from you. So with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
You can't go off to school with them, but we can. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more how an Edge coach can help your student reach their full potential.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
Experience the difference with a top-notch ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
Do you have something those with ADHD need? Advertise on Attention Talk Radio. We are a narrowcast, internet-based radio show targeting those with or impacted by ADHD. To learn more about advertising opportunities, email attention at attentiontalkradio.com.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. We're having I'm having a great conversation with Steve, and I'm really connecting a lot of dots. And Steve, I'm really thankful that you came on the show, because this is doing everything that I was hoping and a whole heck of a lot more.
Great.
I want to kind of frame a few things out and then get into a topic I didn't think we were necessarily talk about, but I do think, and again, as we said, we're going to do another show, but or if we haven't already done it already, is that we're talking about the generic, the normative sales thing. When you think of sales, that you know that guy out there kind of verbalizing, and I think that the environment of sales and that picture that we think of is very conducive, because many of those with ADHD, they like some structure but not too much, the adrenaline rush, the chase, the financial freedom. I used to be in group insurance sales, and as I used to say, it was the highest paying blue-collar job out there. So it did have a lot of rewards for a knucklehead like myself. And I think that you framed that stuff all really good, but what I'm really interested in, I'm learning is you flip the other side of it, and this is Attention Talk Radio, and we try to pay attention to attention. And what I don't know if everybody pays attention to in the sales position is the need for sustained motivation. There is detailed follow-up, because you can get the sale and a high, but the challenge sometimes is kind of finishing the stuff up. And the learning about the talking too much is it makes total sense to me, but it also makes total sense why that could actually – it's. The gift of gab and the attraction of talking could draw you there, but that could be the very thing that could inhibit your performance. And what I really like about this is, Steve, I coach people to pause. You really have to coach people to pause. You had alluded to a show that we actually did a show with a guy named Greg Kirch on meditation September, I think it was like 2011 or 2010, but we also did a follow-up that with Mark Bertrand. I think it was like May or June of 2013. And what, Steve, you were referring to is when I my aha, the first time I saw Greg Kurtz talk, is he got up there and said, look at this object for 30 seconds, and, you know, I'm like, and he goes, did anybody notice their mind wander, and, like, the room, all their hands went up, and, of course, there was an ADD room, and like, you know, da-da. And he said, great, you meditated correctly. I'm like, that's meditation? You got to be kidding me. I thought it was this, like, the Zen Nirvana type thing, and he's like, no, that's meditation. And the show that we did with Mark Bertram, because I have been watching this mindfulness and awareness and contemplation and meditation, and as I started studying, I'm like, this is all the same stuff. It's just a question of reflection time, but there's always an object that you focus on. And I'm doing this because if you're listening to the show and you're in sales, I encourage you to go listen to that, and also encourage you to go listen to Steve's webcast. But you said that you're a fan of that. That exercise, and to me, meditation and mindfulness now is exactly that. It's an attention exercise, and that you should practice it a couple times a day. Now, that's my thoughts on it. You referenced the show, but I just want to comment on that, your perspective.
Well, absolutely. One of the way that I coach salespeople is it's a three-level program. One level is sales skills. Do you know the basics, the blocking and tackling? Do you know how to put mm-hmm. together a call list? You know, because if you don't know the basics, that needs attention.
Mm-hmm.
Next level up is personal management. That's what do you do with your calendar? How do you manage
mm-hmm.
your to-do list? How do you keep track of stuff?
Mm-hmm.
How do you keep things from going off the rails? But the most important level is the top level, which is about awareness and attention. And with that, I absolutely do teach people how to meditate. I teach people how to train their brains because there's some research out there that meditation is good training for your brain in the same way that going for shorter runs is the way that you get ready for a marathon. You build up your legs, you build up your cardiovascular. You can do the same thing with your brain. There was one beautiful study that I read of where people did mindfulness meditation for 15 minutes a day for 8 weeks. And they'd had a functional MRI at the beginning of the 8 weeks and at the end. The coolest thing I've ever heard in my life is what the results were. Their brains changed. The
physically.
Operation of their brains physically changed.
Yep.
In only 8 weeks. And it was the part of the brain that folks who have ADD, ADHD have the most trouble with.
It's interesting because, you know, that I've interviewed countless experts, and this keeps coming up over and over and over, and the term that they're using for that is neuroplasticity. The brain physically
right.
changes if you change what you're paying attention to over a period of time. And, you know, it's these things, you know, positive, like, you know, law of attraction or be positive, these things go back for generations and decades, but they're just now getting the tools to pay attention to say, yes, actually, this really does physically change the brain. In my interviews with the experts, the jury's still out on exactly effective ways because there's lots of computer programs out there that are doing some stuff, and the
sure.
evidence is coming in is da-da-da. But while we haven't refined it exactly, push this button and you get this, what we do know is that, yes, if you change what you're thinking over a period of time, the brain physically changes, which goes back to this notion of the salespeople getting them into this practice of the awareness and the meditation for two reasons. One, it physically changes, hardwire your brain differently, but also when you notice your thoughts drifting away, and I always call there's a difference, people get confused, there's attention, there's the object of attention. It's kind of like a flashlight. What your thoughts are the object of attention. And when you're meditating, if you notice your thoughts drift away to something else, your attention is actually noticing that it drifted, not the actual thoughts that you're thinking about. And the ability
exactly.
to bring it back, that is actually observing your attention the first time. And if you're not used to doing that, you can't tell the difference between the two. But you do these exercises, you begin to wear it, and you're in a conversation, and you'll actually begin to notice yourself bouncing all over the place. And it's that point in time when you go, oh, I think I might should pause. And that skill, to me, is just developed from that practice, just like, here, go shoot free throws, same thing.
Right, exactly, exactly. It's exactly like shooting free throws. You know, if you shoot enough of them, you get better and better at it, and it gets easier and easier. Same
yep.
thing with the neuroplasticity.
Yep.
The more you use it, the easier it gets, the faster it gets, the better it gets. It's not a cure, per se, but it makes it a heck of a lot more manageable. I'd like to just mention one book that I use in my coaching.
Sure.
And it's one of the most important books in the field that I've seen in, well, years. It's called The Mindfulness Prescription for Adult ADHD.
Who's the author of that?
Dr. Lydia Zylowska, I'm going to mispronounce her name, Zylowska, I think. Z-Y-L-O-W-S-K-A.
Okay.
She's a psychiatrist, I think, out of Stanford. But the first few chapters of the book are some of the research in latest research in neuroplasticity as it applies to adult ADHD. So great research summaries in there. And then the last eight sections of the book are actually an eight-week program on learning mindfulness.
Mm-hmm.
And it's huge. I believe
now that you mentioned the book and the name, I'm kind of going back, and particularly the 8-week class. We haven't contacted her, but that is familiar because I believe I've read through some of her stuff when I was kind of getting ready for one of my other ones. But I'm glad to hear that you found that book to be so powerful.
It's amazing, just simply amazing. What's best about it is what actually best applies to sales and being in the moment, and that's this: that the more you do some mindfulness meditation, the stronger those muscles, if you will,
mm-hmm.
in your head get,
mm-hmm.
which means it's a lot easier when you're in the high adrenaline moment of a sales call. It's easier to take a breath, realize where your mind is wandering, realize that it's wandering, and bring it back to where it needs to be. And in most moments in a sale, that needs to be on listening to what the client is saying.
It's funny. So much of coaching is about it's listening. Let them do the talk, listen, and then search for that right question to kind of help mm-hmm. them think mm-hmm. through and figure out what makes the most sense. And I will
right.
have to say, I know when I went through coach training, some of the hardest things I ever learned was, number one, I don't have the answers, and I don't. Swear to God, I don't. It took me a while to figure that out, and now I realize how stupid I am. But the other one was actually to really listen at a level. It's hard to describe. I went through CTI training. There's level one, level two, and level three listening. But the biggest learning for me is to learn to get out of your head and really, really turn a true over and wonder what it's like, what they're really trying to say. And it's difficult because you always want to kind of go to your hand because you got the solution, you got the problem. I want them to buy this. But when you can really go to that other person and pause, it's really very powerful.
Oh, yeah, absolutely powerful. And it's especially subtle sometimes in sales because one of the things I used to sell in the DOD arena, Department of Defense.
Uh-huh.
I worked for a defense contractor called SAIC.
Mm-hmm.
And I helped that company win its first $1 billion contract.
Mm-hmm.
They had a phrase that was just so beautifully appropriate. They called it bag diving. And
bag diving,
like diving into your
yep.
bag.
Yep.
What it means is you're listening, but you're just listening until you hear a ping for something that you're ready to sell them that you have right there in your bag. So
uh-huh.
as soon as they say something that cues you, oh, they need a whatever it is, you know, you quit listening
yep.
altogether. You dive into your briefcase, into your
yep.
bag, and you pull out the object that you think they need. And if you do bag diving prematurely, you almost always mess up the sale.
It's funny. I love bag diving. In the insurance business, I used to say this word product dumping. That's why you vomit
yeah.
all your product out, and you're just like, it's like throwing spaghetti against the wall and see if something works.
Right.
And you go, and then you go, what do you think? And then the person shuts up on you. Like, you have no clue as to what's going on. You walk out of the room as opposed to
right.
listening to them, find out what they really, really want, and say, oh, I think I got the thing for you. So with that, we kind of need to pull things together to close. Steve, thank you so much for coming on the show. I think I've learned a lot. You know, one of the things about this is if you pay attention to sales jobs out there, there's this prototype, and I can see why it attracts so many people with ADHD. But, again, we will either have done a show or will be doing a show on specific differences in sales jobs that you need to be mindful of, because not all sales jobs are that prototypical. But even when you get on, it's not just this, there's the other side. There's some things that you need to be aware of. And my deal is, as a coach, I don't tell you what to do, but I just want you to be aware of it. And I really liked how you framed out the things that attract people. But there's also the other side of it, the following up on tasks and this verbalization process. I think it's been fascinating. So with that, any final comments before we wrap it up?
Well, I think this has been very stimulating for me as well. I think that there's a lot that attracts people to sales when they have ADD, and learning to manage the downside is just as big as learning to manage the gifts. Those who do both really are the very best at sales.
Awesome, awesome. And again, everybody out there, the place to go on this is addsalescoach.com. You can go there again. I encourage you to check out his webinar. If you are a sales guy and you need some coaching, give him a call, and you can hit the contact button. So again, Steve, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Jeff.
All right, take care, everybody. Catch us next week for another great edition of Attention Talk Radio.